There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
While the federal government withdrew financial support for Safe Schools, the Labor government in the Northern Territory has taken over funding of Safe Schools, but with some amendments. The Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative resources ensures staff in the Northern Territory are well equipped with the skills needed to create safe environments for all students. Free from bullying and unlike Safe Schools, membership is not compulsory, with it being up to each school to decide how it will use resources. Dean Arcuri reports.
The Safe Schools program was developed by La Trobe University and first rolled out in Victoria in 2010 and found resources such as All of Us drawing criticism that they were providing a space for social engineering in schools. The federal government dropped funding for the Safe Schools program Australia-wide, but Victoria's Labor government increased their funding. New South Wales are developing a more comprehensive anti-bullying program, with South Australia very proud of the program they now have in place, with Queensland principals left to fund training from their own budgets. The Labor government in the Northern Territory, however, have developed their own resources to assist schools and teachers to better support LGBTIQ students who just want to learn and be a part of the school environment without fear of bullying, misgendering or miscommunication, with the Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative resources. I spoke to Tim Baventon, the Executive Director of the Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT. They hold the contract for the ACT Education Directorate to deliver the program on behalf of and with the support of a range of community organisations. I spoke to him about the resources and what changes have been made.
In one way, we view the school community as the client rather than individual teachers or the principal or students or parents or carers separately. We view the school community as a site where lots of really important things happen for LGBTI young people alongside, you know, non-LGBTI young people. And we want school communities to be safe, welcoming, inclusive spaces for everybody, regardless of sexuality, regardless of gender identity or presentation or intersex variation. And that schools have asked over a long period of time for some assistance around navigating those particular areas and what they mean for a school community to be welcoming and inclusive of diverse sexualities and diverse gender identities. It's been essential to us from the outset of doing this work to make sure that we have a coalition of community-based organisations, both in the health and the community services kind of space, working with us. We don't claim to have all of the community connections and experience and expertise that's required to make this kind of engagement with schools work. And so it's really important that we have those partners who support the work that we're doing directly, but that also get involved in ensuring that it's done in really appropriate ways. I think most of us can reflect back on our schooling, whether it was, you know, very recently or decades ago, and know that in particular around sexual orientation, sexuality identity, and also in the way that gender gets policed or gets expressed in school communities, that school is not always a really great place. And for some people, it's actually been a really awfully horrific place. So I think we've got a lot of information, both in lived experience and from good Australian research, that says school is not a great place for all young people, but that school has an opportunity to be a really fantastic place for including everybody, for being a training ground for the rest of our lives around how we live in communities with people who are very different from ourselves, as well as with people who are like ourselves. So, yeah, we see the school as a really essential part of how we build the kind of community we want to live in. And for the time that we're at school, whether that's as students or as teachers working there or as parents and carers attached to school communities, we want school communities to be the kind of community we want to be in for that period of time as well. So having the program, having an initiative like the Safe and Inclusive Schools Initiative is all about trying to support schools in the areas where they maybe feel less confident, less capable, want some more professional expertise or support around either individual student needs or how to actually do inclusive education. So really we're seeing it as a suite of capacity building support for schools rather than just a single intervention or a single program.
Principal Michael Battinelli from the ACT Principals Association agreed that resources like this create a more inclusive learning environment for all because the school's environment is better informed about the needs of LGBTIQ students.
To be quite frank, I think change in any school leads from the principal through to the classroom teacher, and I think to bring about a deep understanding of a very rich, inclusive agenda in a school, this approach from our ACT Directorate is enlightening. But it also supports the messages we've been sending to our directorate and working with the likes of Tim over a number of years around raising awareness around the needs of young people. And I'm a secondary principal, so around adolescents as they're reaching adulthood, but also making sure that we understand deeply that nature of safety and how kids feel safe and connected to a school. So I don't want to wax lyrical around this. The reality is we need to build capacity in the school so teachers understand every child in their class will have an anticipation of what might be presented to them that they may not have previously been able to be receptive to if a student has got an LGBTI direction with their life. And that's an understanding that we, in general, as educators, we probably weren't very good at in the past. But I'm assuring you now, as we move forward, we'll get a lot better at it. It's not only the resource, but it's the message it sends to the community, it's parents. As a parent, I have a daughter that came out some years back. And I wasn't prepared for it, but I've adapted very quickly, and I'm celebrating that now. And it's just a wonderful thing amongst our family that we're part of a bigger community now, which is really exciting. And I think within a school, I think there's a sense of that as well, that diversity is great to talk about, but you've actually got to do something about it. And that's the relationships that kids are starting to, I'm building within my school, and my colleagues talk about it in their schools. This is around in the ACT. But it's also the opportunity for kids don't have to be silent anymore. Everyone has a voice, and we mean it. And kids can be proud of themselves. And that's a really important feature of, I think, the safe and inclusive strategy that we're seeing. And that's why many of us, bought into the previous iteration of this sort of work that I'm not here to talk about. But I think that certainly helped the way we went about that as a school, but certainly as a system. There was certainly an inclusive agenda that was rich that we were able to strengthen. I'm pleased also to say that our PNC Association, the parent community, is very much behind this initiative. And that's another support, because in each school, under the governance of each school, you've got a PNC. And they're your eyes and ears to the community. So in supporting principals and school leaders and teachers, there's a whole network of engagement and support for this initiative. One thing I'd like to say, though, I think the involvement of the Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, that's been something that particularly has been focusing on the latter years of schooling. On every second year, my senior college would have that agency come in and work with our kids around sexual health. And that's built up a deep trust and understanding around the issues that are apparent to the older adolescents. But now we're actually doing more work around the broader question of individuals and their identity. And I think the understanding that comes from the community health sector is giving us a greater license to act and support, because we're well informed, and that's where the resource comes in.
That was Tim Bevinton, the Executive Director of the Sexual Health and Family Planning ACT, and Principal Michael Battinelli from the ACT Principals Association.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.